Imagine a hockey team that studied chess and ballet instead of just practicing shots. Picture a female detective in the 1860s saving Abraham Lincoln's life through sheer ingenuity when no one took her seriously. Consider 9 rappers from rival housing projects creating a musical revolution by embracing their differences rather than suppressing them. What makes these teams extraordinary isn't just talent, it's cognitive diversity. The greatest teams in history don't succeed despite their differences. They succeed because of them. When the Cold War ended and Soviet hockey players migrated to the NHL, they initially struggled as individuals. But when the Detroit Red Wings reunited 5 former Soviet players in 1994, magic happened. Coach Scotty Bowman simply let them do what they wanted to do, and they won consecutive Stanley Cups. As player Slava Fedosov explained, together again on the same team, it was like a fish put back in the water. If cognitive diversity is so powerful, why don't all teams harness it successfully? The answer lies in a fundamental paradox. The same differences that make teams smarter also create conflict that can destroy collaboration before its benefits emerge. Consider the 1998 merger between Chrysler and Daimler. On paper, a perfect combination of Chrysler's efficiency with Daimler's innovation. Yet within 3 years, the company lost over $50 billion in value. Germans valued quality at all cost, while Americans prioritized utility and affordability. The cultural gap proved insurmountable. This reflects a broader pattern. Diverse teams initially experience more conflict and communication problems. But contrast this with the Wu-Tang Clan, whose members came from rival housing projects with vastly different personalities and hip-hop styles. Their leader, RZA, saw these contrasts as strengths and channeled their differences into creative energy. What made Wu-Tang succeed where Daimler Chrysler failed? They operated in what psychologists call the zone, the sweet spot between inertia, no tension, and destruction, too much tension, where collaborative magic happens. How do we keep teams in the zone where differences create energy rather than destruction? The answer lies in psychological safety, environments where people feel comfortable taking risks without fear of punishment. In early 20th century Buenos Aires, as the city expanded with 68,000 Jewish immigrants fleeing persecution, football, soccer, emerged as an unexpected solution. As the sport moved from private estates to street play, it created a shared identity that transcended ethnic divisions. For Jewish immigrants, football became a bridge to social connection, leading to faster residential integration than in most other cities. This illustrates how play creates psychological safety that transforms differences into strengths. When Carol Vallone faced a culture clash after her company acquired WebCT, bringing together ambitious Americans and cautious Canadian staff, she leveraged play to bridge the divide. By appearing as Cruella de Vil at their first conference and creating workplace competitions with games, funny product names, and costume skits, she defused tensions and helped employees feel united rather than divided. Teams can stagnate not from conflict but from excessive harmony. Cognitive entrenchment, becoming inflexible due to past success, demands provocateurs who challenge conventional wisdom. Elizabeth Jane Cochran, Nellie Bly, embodied this role in 1887 when she went undercover at Blackwell's Island Asylum. Her exposé revealed many sane women wrongfully committed, leading to systemic reforms in mental health care. Dr. Charlin Nemeth's research shows that even one dissenting voice makes groups examine issues more thoroughly. The dissenter's accuracy matters less than their role in stimulating critical thinking. This effect appears in gender-diverse police teams, where female officers, 12% of forces, account for just 2% of shootings while maintaining effectiveness. Dream teams must also entertain seemingly absurd ideas. Consider Mark Tegan's 1979 proposal to dome an entire Vermont town for energy savings, or Kazimir Malevich's Black Square, dismissed by many, but revolutionary in freeing art from representational constraints. Such apparently bad ideas can illuminate unexplored possibilities and new directions for innovation. Intellectual humility, the willingness to revise one's views in light of new evidence, is crucial for Dream Team members. Malcolm X's transformation exemplifies this trait. His early life was marked by racism. White supremacists burned his home, his father died suspiciously, and his mother suffered a breakdown. When he aspired to become a lawyer, his teacher suggested carpentry instead, telling him to be realistic about being a nigger. Disillusioned, Malcolm dropped out and turned to crime. Imprisoned at 19, he embraced the Nation of Islam's belief that white people were devils. As Malcolm X, he became a minister preaching black separation. However, his pilgrimage to Mecca transformed his worldview. He declared, "A man should not be judged by the color of his skin, but rather by his conscious behavior," and began advocating for racial cooperation. Research shows that intellectual humility, a non-threatening awareness of one's intellectual fallibility, enables such perspective shifts. People with this quality balance conviction with openness, showing greater curiosity, tolerance for ambiguity, and skill at evaluating arguments. Stories are humanity's most powerful tool for developing empathy across differences and fostering intellectual humility. Between World War II and Vietnam War's end, the wage gap between white and Asian American men shrank from 30% to 5%. Not because Asian Americans changed, but because they faced less discrimination. As Jeff Goh notes, the greatest thing that ever happened to them wasn't that they studied hard, it's that other Americans started treating them with a little more respect. Similar progress occurred with gay rights. Despite homosexuality's historical presence, Western societies long criminalized it until attitudes began shifting after the 1960s. Neuroeconomist Paul Zak found that character-driven stories boost oxytocin production, enhancing empathy. Media representation proved crucial. 27% of Americans who watch shows with gay characters credited them for becoming more supportive of gay rights. Earlier, George Takei's groundbreaking role as Lieutenant Sulu on Star Trek helped reshape perceptions of Asian Americans through positive, non-stereotypical representation. Progress comes through connection with others. The most important achievements require collective effort and shared vision. Dream teams thrive on valuing differences, engaging openly, embracing play, inviting dissent, maintaining curiosity, and showing mutual respect. Like a good family, Dream Team members maintain unique identities while sharing bonds that transcend differences. They create an unselfish culture where team success outweighs personal gain. Mutual respect and psychological safety enable members to take risks, voice unconventional ideas, and challenge the status quo without fear. Teams that master this balance develop breakthrough solutions by combining diverse perspectives in unexpected ways. We make progress together, not alone. Your greatest asset isn't finding people who think like you, it's bringing together those who don't.